The White House has been steadfast in its efforts to boost energy production in the West. Today, though, the administration reversed course on plans to drill for natural gas along the scenic Rocky Mountain Front in Montana. As Elizabeth Arnold reports, the Interior Department will halt work on the project's environmental impact statement.
It was a surprise to conservation groups, outfitters, ranchers, and hunters alike, all who assumed it was a done deal. But right in the midst of a million-dollar environmental review, the Interior Department said it will no longer consider drilling on leases in the Blackleaf area of the Rocky Mountain Front, leases that were grandfathered in when the area was put off limits to development 7 years ago. Assistant Interior Secretary Rebecca Watson said today the decision was in part driven by the opposition of the so-called hook-and-bullet crowd.
President Bush met with wildlife groups this year, and he heard from them about what their concerns were surrounding energy development, wildlife, hunting opportunities, and access to lands for hunting. And he told them that there are some places in this country that aren't appropriate to develop for oil and gas. We think the Rocky Mountain Front could be one of those places. We want to stop and take a look and look at it on a landscape level and reach that analysis.
The front stretches about 100 miles along the eastern edge of the Rockies, south of Glacier National Park. Steep-walled cliffs drop off and the land flattens out into the plains. It's home to grizzly bears, elk, and bighorn sheep. Part of the required environmental review was public input, and the Bureau of Land Management, the lead agency in this case, was hearing plenty of opposition. The issue was also looming large in the state's gubernatorial campaign, with a Democrat calling for a buyout of the leases. At the local level, BLM State Director Marty Ott suggested shifting resources to less controversial areas with proven reserves, specifically the Highline area of northeastern Montana. Watson said today money and staff would be diverted there. Conservation groups cheered the announcement, especially the news that the administration plans a larger so-called landscape review of the entire Rocky Mountain front. That would preclude oil and gas exploration for many years and provide time for a buyout or swap of the existing leases. In addition, the Fish and Wildlife Service announced today federal funds will be directed to private landowners who agree to help protect the area from further development. Peter Angst is the oil and gas campaign coordinator for the Wilderness Society.
I think what prompted them to do this was a combination of the tremendous public outpouring for protection of the front, almost 50,000 citizens, and a recognition that it just doesn't make sense for them to be going into years of analysis and litigation and conflict for such a small little area in terms of oil and gas potential with such nationally, internationally significant, as they admitted, wildlife and recreation values.
But Watson wouldn't say specifically that public opposition drove the decision.
I think this administration responds to public input, but it's not a vote. It's not up or down. It's to provide us input on how we can do our job better. And we think that this is an area, as the president spoke of, that could be a place that should not see energy development.
While politics may be a driving force here, Montana is solidly Republican and a safe state for President Bush in the upcoming election. But proposed drilling on the front has attracted national attention. And since the leases are held by a Canadian firm, this was a case where the administration could reverse course without offending the domestic industry. And as Watson pointed out today, it's not just environmentalists who enjoy public lands. The political clout of hunters, fishermen, outfitters, ranchers, and others, many of whom are Republican, shouldn't be underestimated. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.